Hello and welcome to WHRW's This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. On May 27th, 1703, after winning access to the Baltic Sea through his victories in the Great Northern War, Tsar Peter I founds the city of St. Petersburg as the new Russian capital. Let's listen.
It is I, Tsar Peter I, holder of this party. Are you all enjoying yourselves? Can I get you some sandwiches and soda?
Yes. Congratulations, Tsar Peter I. However, before I celebrate, I claim large quantities to gorge myself on bubbly soda.
I don't understand what you said, but have this soda.
I love soda. I pull them out of these plastic containers which I discard beside me and drink the bubbly carbonated soda in celebration of Petrograd.
Yeah, throw the rings over there in the pile. The birds and turtles will take care of it.
Oh. Latvians too.
Tsar Peter, can we feast on some of these fish that have died from the six-pack rings of soda that we have used as dropping in sea for them?
Look, just because I'm the Tsar of Russia doesn't mean I speak Russian, okay? Can somebody get me a translator? I've not understood anything this man has said.
All right, I can translate from Russian into German for you if you really, really need to, yes. What did you say, sir?
Я говорю по-английски, у меня два брата, день рождения, расписание, у меня два чай.
Now I'm sure he's just making words up.
He wants to know if he can eat all the fish you killed with the six-pack rings in the ocean.
Six-pack rings killed the fish in the ocean?
Yes, they do, because the fish swim into the holes and then they get stuck and they can't get out.
That's the most terrible story ever. I renounce the crown. I'm sorry.
Aha! I am now the Tsar!
No. He said, he said he gave the crown to me. His translator. His loyal translator.
I am next in line to throne.
He gave it to his translator. Last minute change of succession.
Somebody smell a Russian revolution?
Long story short, make sure you cut up your six-pack rings so you don't kill animals. It's a good thing. And don't become the Tsar of Russia because it's hard work. This is This Day in History on WHRW, Binghamton.